Welcome to the latest installment of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. Mike, as always, good to see you again here for our monthly look into whatever it is we seem to pull up.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It is Halloween, and I'm glad you brought that up. Of course, kids, be careful out there tonight.
Be careful, but get lots of candy.
What's the best kind of candy?
I like Butterfinger.
You like Butterfinger? I'm a Twix guy, and a Kit Kat guy.
Really? I'm Butterfinger, Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Ooh, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good. Coming up on this month's show, Mike, we're going to, again, be a potpourri show. We're going to be kind of all over the map here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the situation over in Flandreau. They've got their legalized marijuana on the reservation, but... Again, a controversial issue.
It's coming, right? They're getting ready to start that. Yes,
We're gonna, as always, just check in with things that are kind of going on in the office, including you have your Project Vicky that is coming to a close today at the end of the month. We'll talk about how that went. And first off, as you know, normally we talk about legal-minded things, but as we've highlighted on the show before, Mike, your office does a lot. It pertains into the county, and we are going to talk a little bit. There's a very, very controversial, very, very important issue coming up, and we'd like to welcome to the show another guest this month. We've got Beadle County Commission Chair Rick Benson. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're going to talk a little bit, of course, about the wheel tax issue, and I guess just to get started here, Rick, this issue, it's going to a vote on the 3rd of November, correct? Coming
right
up on Tuesday.
Yep.
This is a very, very important issue for the county.
Yes, it is. Our bridges in the county are in dire need of repair and replacement. And Senate Bill 1, which was passed by the legislature and went into effect on July 1st, will make available $15 million for use by counties for a bridge improvement program. However, the bill ties this money to a wheel tax. If you do not have a wheel tax, you are not eligible to apply for use of any of this $15 million. We have been advised by the state DOT that the greater your wheel tax, the more your chances are of obtaining this money. Beadle County presently has a $2 wheel tax on a maximum of four wheels. State law allows, prior to July 1st, allowed up to $4 per wheel, but a maximum of four wheels. The new law allows a maximum of $5 per wheel for a maximum of 12 wheels. So that will take in to account the additional wheels associated with trucks, etc.
What happens if this doesn't pass? I mean, what kind of a bind does this put the county in if this measure fails?
We presently have an opt-out, a $300,000 opt-out, which all that money goes to our road and bridge program. It's taxes payable in 15 taxes payable in 16 that will be in effect. We were hoping that if the wheel tax did not get referred, that we could replace the opt-out with the wheel tax, because the new wheel tax with the additional dollars per wheel going from $2 to $5 would raise about the same amount of money as the opt-out, about $300,000. However, with it being referred, we had to have our information into the state to set the levy for taxes by November 1st, and not knowing whether or not this will pass, we couldn't defer the opt-out. We had to go ahead with it. So,
what are other counties? I mean, have you gotten input from other counties about, I mean, are generally these passing in other locations in order to get that state allocation? And what have you heard from other locations?
Davidson County went for the increase, and it was not referred, so it will go into effect. I do not know whether they're going to go totally to the $5 per wheel or not. I haven't heard, but a couple other counties, it has been referred, and I do not know if the elections have been held yet. So,
are there contingency plans in place, ideas that are being kicked around in the event this doesn't go through, how to deal with the shortages?
Yeah, we've got a couple of options as a commission. One option would be to continue the opt-out, possibly even increase the amount. Right now we're at $300,000 a year. The other option is that the Senate Bill 1 that created the $15 million kitty for bridge improvement, that also allows for a special mill levy to be imposed. I believe for Beetle County, we could implement a mill levy that would collect the mill levy would be 90 cents per thousand of assessed valuation. So that would generate a sizable amount of money if we went to that level, which I doubt that the commission would.
And that is independent of passage of the wheel tax, correct? That's something that you as a commission can go ahead and implement without any kind of voter recourse, I guess?
No, the mill levy?
Yes.
They would have, that could be referred as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if all these options were voted down by the people,
well, it's going to
get your horses out? I mean, what?
It's going to put the...
Get your boats out, because you're going to need them to go across the river.
It's going to put the commission in a difficult situation, because I should go through a little bit of information on the bridges and the condition of them. We have about 140 bridges in Beetle County. And by the way, the county is responsible for every bridge over 20 feet in length, whether it be on a county road or a township road. So anyway, we have about 140 of them. I guess the average age of the bridge, every bridge in Beetle County is 71 years old. 77% of our bridges are over 50 years old, and 70% of them are over 75 years old. So, and we've got about 5% of the bridges that are over 100 years old. In fact, we've got two that were built in 1900, so they will turn 115 years old this year. We do have five bridges that have been closed, and we also have load limits on 14 bridges on county roads, seven bridges on hard surface roads, and seven bridges on gravel roads. So we're also looking at closing bridges. We've got three letters that have been sent out to townships on minimum maintenance roads to asking that their concurrence for closure. We're replacing bridges with culverts. I think we've got five bridges that we're looking at that option on. And however, we have 10 bridges that have been classified as in high need of replacement. And an average bridge is going to cost at least $250,000. So that would be $2.5 million minimum, which we don't have.
If this goes through, let's think positive for a minute. This goes through, you get that extra $15 million from the state?
The $15 million is available statewide to counties, so...
Oh, that's not per county. That's for the entire state to pull from.
That's right.
Okay, let's say that this wheel tax goes through and you're able to pull off of that. How much of a dent into what needs improvement can that make?
Well, I'm hoping that we could, with the money from the state and with the wheel tax money, we could do a bridge a year. The state program will only provide for 80% of the cost of the bridge. So if it's a $250,000 bridge, they would pay $200,000, and then the county would have to come up with $50,000.
So to get everything to a good, safe, acceptable level across the county, it's a multi-year project if this passes.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Mike, is there anything you wanted to add?
No. Right now, should we take a break, or can I ask a couple questions?
Yeah, let's take a break, and we can ask a few more questions. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.